Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like, that is the natural reaction we have. Right. You had that feeling, right?
Especially when they're benign.
Yeah.
With the initial diagnosis.
Right.
Because it's kind of like, it's just he's got some soreness at his knee. He'll be fine. And then the next day, which is today, he's got a torn ACL.
Right.
Like, you always expect that, because that's what always happens.
Of course. Oh, dude, I went through it last night. I went through all six stages of grief within about a half hour to the point where I was texting my other Knick fan buddies, and we were discussing when Jalen would get back next season. We're like, oh, I was worried about long-term health, because when it's non-contact, when the guy can't get up, when he's being helped off the floor, and then the Knicks put out that report of the sore knee, I was like, come on, dude. His arm fell off. Well, he's questionable. Merely a flesh wound.
Put out on social media, sore knee questionable. Oh. And immediately, and I think Sean sent it in our text chat, that's what the Jets put out when Aaron Rodgers got hurt on Monday night against Buffalo. Yeah.
And listed the wrong injury. They listed ankle, the Jets did. Right. So it was very reminiscent.
By the way, I don't know if Tiki or Sean thought the same thing, but I'm glad you were writing back all your Knicks fan friends. How come you never wrote out our text?
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because you're an ass. That's why.
What did I do?
You once again showed you have zero class. You're a total ass.
What'd I say?
You're a schmuck and you root for injuries.
Because
the second Brunson went down, Evan texts our little group chain, guess we have our open tomorrow. My season's over! My season's over. I just spilled something. My season's over. I'm worried Jalen's not going to come back for 2 years, and you're worried about your dopey open? Who cares? Show a little sympathy and a little empathy for your fellow brethren, New York brethren.
I had sympathy. I'm not rooting for him to get hurt.
No, but you celebrated.
No, I did. How did I celebrate?
So I was going to text you something really mean, and I didn't.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
No, wait. Did you get a delay in your flight?
Yes.
Good. You should have walked home after that text. I'm glad.
Well, my oldest son, Jet, was analyzing the injury with me. And remember,
you're sitting there analyzing injuries at the airport.
Yeah. Well, what else are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know, but like,
we're stuck.
Going back frame by frame.
Oh, yeah.
I can totally see you doing this.
We did. We went frame by frame. My youngest was like, what happened, Dad? What happened? Is that Penn Stinwiddie? I said, no, that's not. Different player.
Yeah, he's gone.
But we went over the injury a lot, and then Jet asked a great question to me. He said, what are the worst injuries you've seen, Dad? And I'm like, oh, my God, he's got me down the memory hole of pain. So I started thinking. Now, luckily, here's the great thing about this conversation. Huh. Jalen's okay. At least that's the feeling I get out of this.
Yeah.
Because it does look like it was knee-to-knee contact. They're calling it a contusion. If somehow this is as bad as we feared, then the New York Knicks are, just liars.
And by the way, x-rays, I know that Tibbs said x-rays are negative, but that doesn't tell you anything.
But he called it a contusion.
I understand that, but an x-ray doesn't show you a tear.
Wait, so are you still on high alert that this could be really bad?
I'm on high alert that it could be more than just a contusion. That's all I'm saying. X-rays don't tell you anything unless a bone is broken.
Aren't we all on high alert?
Oh, yeah, I think he's fine because here's why I think he's fine. And stop with this, I'm rooting for injuries. I would never root for injuries. I think he's fine because we all saw that there was a knee-to-knee bang with a Coro.
Yes.
And they're calling it a contusion.
Agreed.
And Thibodeau's he may play tomorrow.
I'm not even contesting that, but I'm just saying the reasoning being an x-ray doesn't tell you anything unless you have a broken bone.
No, they said the same thing about Rodgers. I agree.
All right, so you still need to see the further evaluation. The only thing that made me feel like it was okay was Josh Hart, like what he said after the game.
Yeah.
Where he basically said, yeah, Jalen decided not to play.
Well, there are two things.
It's like, okay, so he could have played?
Josh was being comical, which I agree is a good sign. Right. And then B, Thibodeau saying it's a contusion, he may play Tuesday.
Yes.
So unless you think the Knicks are just bald-faced liars, right. I'm just telling you my opinion. I take it as, hey, you guys survived this.
And the fact that Josh is joking about this makes me feel better about it.
I agree.
Because if it was more serious and they did the Lockman test, they did all these other things, and they test, you know, the stability of your knee, check to make sure ligament's not torn, then and he's joking about it after the game, he's probably okay.
No, I agree with you. So
they need to change the way they do injury designations for us, the fans, because they basically said he got a scraped knee. They need to have a designation, could be effed, because that's a possibility here. It's not off the table, because like you said, if this is a bad knee injury, they're going to look like they lied to us, which is the worst thing you could do.
I don't think it is a bad injury,
only because, like, they seem more, they'd be despondent.
Yes!
They would be beside themselves.
Well, think about the Jets, because I know that's the big one. So on Monday night when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, yes, the Jets put out that BS, he's questionable to return.
Yeah.
And then eventually they changed it to out. But after the game, Robert Saleh was talking as if there was a death in the family.
Right, sound like a funeral.
So we knew right after that game, okay, to your point, we're effed. Tom Thibodeau after the game's like, he's all right.
So did Brunson have a dead leg or whatever I don't know the medical term. Why couldn't he walk after this? He scraped his knee. That's what I think, contusion. I think he just got a bruise.
It depends on where what happened. Like if there's a nerve, there's nerves all up and down your body. You hit the wrong nerve you've seen this.
Charlie horse or whatever.
Thing, yeah. Right? It deadens your nerves.
If you and I in the newsroom run into each other's knees right now, you're going to fall on the ground, cry, and you won't be able to get up.
I am not a professional athlete.
But I'm just saying, banging of knees is painful.
No, I know. Just, my point is, the visual is scary. That's all.
Oh, yeah. The visual is scary. The reality is not that bad.
Yeah, I think that we all got a scare last night, and I think that the Knicks are going to come out of this okay. Now, is he going to miss a couple of days? He may. But I think the fact that we're not talking about a torn ACL and he's out for the season, I think the crisis was averted. But when we saw it live, and I was having this conversation with my kids, and we were texting about it, we all thought there is a crisis. Like, we all thought he's going to miss an extended period of time. So Jet, my oldest, put me on the spot.
Yeah.
He's like, tell me about the other injuries that really made you upset. And I'm like, well, you were with me for one of them.
Right.
And that's obviously Aaron Rodgers, which I think goes down in history as one of the most shocking and catastrophic injuries in the history of New York sports.
Right. Is that yours? Is that the one that catches you?
So recency bias, yes, and the impact it had, but I want to tell you in the moment, and this is going to surprise you, the injury that really, really affected me. Because I think there are others that you look back on and you know that they screwed you based on the results. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Kyrie Irving turning his ankle with Giannis turned out to really screw the Nets out of winning an NBA title. But I'd lie to you if in the moment I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I think in the moment I had the thought of, we could find a way out of this.
Yeah.
But in the moment, the injury, as a sports fan, that I think screwed me up the most was Matt Harvey. Believe it or not, Matt Harvey in 2013 was having this insane season. It was incredible. Starts the All-Star game. He's dominating. He's having just this remarkable, remarkable run. And it was really the only thing worth watching because the Mets weren't any good. But you had Matt Harvey.
Yeah.
And when it came out that Matt Harvey needed Tommy John surgery, Tommy John surgery, which not only ends a season, but ends the next season.
Right.
Which I think is the extreme. Like, even with Rodgers' injury, as devastating as it was, we waited 2 days and heard, he'll be back next year.
Or, no, he might be back this year.
Right, he might be back this year.
Right, it didn't feel like, that'd be 2 years, we're done.
Right.
That's funny.
Matt Harvey's injury in 2013 as a fan, I think effed me up the most.
Right.
Because I remember being angry, not at anybody in particular.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They're just angry at the situation. And just knowing, wow, this is the one thing worth watching, and now it's gone for a year and a half. And I thought of others, like, okay, Vinny Testaverde going down, game one, 1998, that was bad. El Duque popping a hamstring, jogging in the outfield before game one of the NLDS. Like, that really screwed them up. Darrell Revis tearing his ACL. Week three against the Dolphins in 2012. Oh,
dude, you had a lot.
You think?
You had a lot.
I have a lot.
That delay you had on the flight must have been really filled.
I know.
We were talking about all of those, teaching my kids a lesson.
Right. The easiest one for me, I mean, there was two, but one was in college, and it's only meaningful because it was Rondé. He dislocated his elbow, like complex dislocated, so it like popped through the skin. He has a scar on his elbow still, and it happened right in front of me. And so I saw it. So that one was disturbing. But the Jason Sehorn ACL in 98 in the preseason, because he wanted to be Deion. He wanted to return kicks. Wanted to do everything.
Dude, that's as memorable as it gets. Like, we all remember it, too.
It was a preseason game.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, we're screwed. We, like, just won the division. I think we went undefeated in the division the year before. We lost the Vikings in the playoff game. But
right.
I think we had an undefeated division record that year. Maybe
you had
one tie.
Yeah,
we did have a tie. We did have a tie. But we were like, oh, we're going to be great. And then preseason game, like, dude, why do you want to return kickoffs? Return punts. Don't return kickoffs. Because that's the most, at that point, one of the most violent plays in the game. And you're one of our best players, and you want to return kickoffs. So that was the one that sticks out to me.
Dude, I think that's number one for Giant fans, right?
Oh, without a doubt.
I don't know. My number one for Giant fans is still Victor Cruz. When he went down with the patellar tendon in Philadelphia, prime time, writhing in pain.
Yeah.
And to me, that also signified whatever you thought of, like, the 2011 and 7 Giants, like, that run felt over that night.
Hmm.
Like, that was like, wow, you know he's not coming back this year, and you probably know he's never going to be the same again,
right.
And he wasn't.
Did he play again?
Yeah, he came back in 16, and him and Beckham, that was the boat tour year.
That's right.
But
that's
he scored,
right.
I think, one touchdown. It was on opening day versus Dallas, and he was there, and he was a good veteran.
Yeah,
but
of course.
That was the end of Victor Cruz,
right.
as we knew him.
That we knew him as. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, when you know something as the injury happens, that's what hurts more. See, we were all here together when Aaron Rodgers got hurt. Because it was week one of a football season, and because they won a game against the division rival the way they did, I remember that morning coming in thinking, I'm depressed in one end, but I'm also, like, ecstatic.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good... Now, that wouldn't have been the case. If it came out this morning, hey, this injury to Jalen is really, really serious, and it's bad. It's what everyone feared. I don't think many Knicks fans would have said, yeah, we own Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Screw them. Like, I think the injury would have way outweighed
right.
it, mainly because the NBA is an 82-game marathon,
right.
And in the NFL... It's only 17 games.
Yeah, so if you lose a guy, same injury. It can be the exact same injury. In the NFL, it feels like it's the season.
Yes.
Whereas in basketball, the season's so long, you feel like, oh, eventually he'll be back and he'll be a health time. But it's different. It's different in football to me, these injuries, because they seem to last and linger. Because it's such a violent sport and you can't be compromised.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a quarterback or a skill position player, because you're not going to be the same player.
No, I get you, man. That Harvey one really screwed with me. I remember being on the air that day and I was just like screaming at the universe because it felt 2013. It felt unfair. It felt like this team stinks. There's nothing worth watching. Here's this one guy who's dominating and now he needs Tommy John, and Tommy John is the extreme because it's like,
hey, you're not just gone for the rest of this year, you're gone for next year, which is the absolute worst. Like, you're losing a guy essentially for two seasons.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, as I was going through this list with my kids and I was explaining each one and how it affected me and what happened to the team, the Harvey one really didn't screw with the team because the team wasn't any good.
Yeah.
And even the following year, the team wasn't any good. It was more screwing with the fan who was excited about something, and now it was completely taken away from you. That's where it really kind of stinks.
Yeah, there's not a lot of other ones that jump to mind. Major injuries from football, from the Giants.
Oh,
I guess the Jets standpoint.
There's plenty.
Derek Jeter crawling off the field.
I mean from the Giants, from a football standpoint. There hasn't been a ton of them.
How about Odell when he got hurt?
Yeah.
Which time?
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, that's the problem.
He was like always banged up. I guess Daniel Jones this year, but I think because it's so recent and we kind of feel bad. It didn't feel sudden. I think because he got hit and beat up so often. It's like, this is a matter of time. I remember thinking this. It's just a matter of time before he's not getting up.
Yeah.
And it happened.
It wasn't on the field when Plaxus Burner went off and the season got derailed.
Well, that's one. Yeah. That's definitely one, but it wasn't an on the field. Yeah. We didn't see it.
That was a little different. Right.
What you guys missed behind the scenes is when Tommy turned to me, he goes, when Plax shot himself, did he get hurt?
I always forgot if he hit himself or if it just went off. I forgot the story, totally. I tried to, block it
out
of my brain.
Wait, did he get hurt?
Yes! Yeah. Right. Shot himself in the thigh!
But you forget. You just know that, like I said, the heater went off. But.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.